Hallo? Nå virker det. Ok. På venstre eller høyre? Den i midten. Ja. Ok. So, today is the 1st of April and it is no joke. So, here is the program for today. I guess you have seen that. Most documents are in place. The template to compute the steady state equation, here I will provide later. But I thought we could start today with a little going back to what we did last, which was creating a model that could be simulated, a stock and flow model of an underachieving archetype. I reflected on what I had done and I thought it's unnecessarily complicated. So today I would like to show you, actually do an exercise with you, where we have a much simpler possibility. So the exercise is like this, and it is posted to the frontal room. A very simple model of an underachievement archetype, and you find it in the frontal room to the right. You have seen it already as modeling exercise in the day. So here we are pointing to the right. So this is the exercise that I would like to start with. So the idea is to develop a very simple stock and flow model of this archetype, much simpler than the one that we had last time. And at the same time, it will give us an opportunity to exercise with numerical functions called lookups in VenSim. So to do this, we will start with basic models for throughput and for the security level. And this is more or less a repetition of what we did in the beginning last time. So we assume for the intended reinforcing loop that the organization is reinvesting a constant part of the throughput and it's growing with a fixed annual rate. What we are doing today is, I am going to do an exercise with you, which is a much, much simpler version of the, hello, of the underachievement archetype. And you find that in the frontal room for today. It is the modeling exercise where you see activities to the right, modeling exercise, a very simple model of an underachievement archetype. So what we try to do is create a model that we can simulate of this archetype, which you know from before. And as I said in the beginning, last time, I'm doing this for new students who are now arrived since I'm being recorded. Last time I created a simulation model for this, but it was unnecessarily complicated. Today I would like to do it in a simpler way, so I spent some time this morning developing a simple exercise. And the idea is to assume that the organization is growing at a fixed rate by reinvesting part of the throughput. So throughput can be seen as a stock, and investment is the flow that increases the stock. And to create the unintended balancing loop, we start by making a stock for the security level. And you have two things: security investment that increases security, and security obsolescence. As time passes, the security of today is no longer good. So this is just the beginning. And that's the model that we would like to create. And we will do that together. In the next slide, there are the equations. Oh, I animated this, so it takes a lot of time before everything is in place. I will have to change this. So I want you to create this model here in the slide number 4 with equations that are in the number 5. And this is for you the start of the exercise, then I will guide you as to how to increase this. The first thing I would like you to do is to have a look at the diagrams and see if you are having if you understand what should be done. And those of you who are following this online or later by looking at the recording, you should then at this step create this model with VenSim and enter the equations. So I give you some time to put this in place. First, start by drawing the model. And it is very important that if you have questions as to what the model is depicting, that you think of it and ask questions. This is just the first step. So later we will connect the upper part with the part below, because now they are disconnected. So you create a stock throughput. This represents what the company is actually producing. You can imagine Statoil, so the throughput is measured in dollars or whatever. Of course, not dollars, but billions of dollars of what they are doing when they are extracting oil and gas. And over time, what happens is that they are increasing their activities. So it means simply that the operation is continuing. So Statoil, in the next year, they continue to employ the staff, they continue to invest in the energy they need to extract oil and gas, they continue in all the services and so on. So, and that leads to continuous increase in the throughput, and we assume that this is very simply represented by a growth factor. Growth functional rate or growth rate, yes. The name can be different. I put here growth factor, there I put in the slight growth fractional rate, it is basically the same thing. And this is simply representing what is going on and gives a reinforcing loop. And then as to the security of the Statoil as an organization, we represent that very simply by a number between 0 and 1. This is a very simple way. In reality, it's more complicated because the security depends on many other factors. So the metric is not just one number between 0 and 1, but you could measure all aspects of security according to some scales and so on, and aggregate them to a multidimensional measure and so on. But we make it very simple. The security level, it's between 0 and 1. 0 means absolutely no security. Every attempt by a malicious insider to penetrate the company will succeed. 1 would mean perfect security. All attempts to compromise the computers and the networks of Statoil fail. Now, this security level needs to be maintained, and this is done by investing in security. And we assume that this security gain depends on some investment done, money, resources, training, whatever. And this is the flaw, is the security gain. At the same time, the security is all the time decaying. There is some obsolescence. Solutions from yesterday are not good enough today. There can be problems with the hardware, with the software, and so on. Yes, and here I forgot to call this rate investment. So this is basically the the idea. Tell me when you have the model. Have you finished creating that with Benzin? Okay. Then we can look at the equations. It should go over 10 years. The initial time is 0 years. The growth fractional rate, which I call the growth factor here, is 8%. So this growth factor here is 8%, and it has the unit 1 per year. So we assume that Statoil, if it make $1 billion this year, next year we'll make 8% more, next year again 8% more, and so on. Of course, in reality, you don't have a constant growth factor, but we are making, to begin with, very simple. In a more realistic model, we will make the growth factor depending on demand, depending on the world's economy, all kinds of things. But we make it simple to begin with. Okay? Investment will be proportional to throughput and to the growth factor. As to the throughput, I didn't put what the beginning is. That's strange that it didn't come into the equations. Let me see here as to the okay, where is the I'm kind of missing symbols here. Looks very strange. Probably have to go to the right. I'm very confused at what I am seeing here. Strange. Okay, let me start from the beginning. I am a little bit confused because I was expecting okay, open model. Okay, that it's a bit nicer. Okay, throughput. Okay, 100, initially 100 million Norwegian crowns. That's not very much. So, initial value. $100 million. So that must have been very, very far back in the beginning. Okay. And that should give you the equation for this. As to the security, we assume that the obsolescence time is on the average 2 years. The security gain will be given, will be proportional to the security level and to the security investment. Security investment this year is 0.5 per year. And the security level starts at initial level 1. Yes. Okay, yes. The initial value for the throughput is here, yes. Okay. So $100 million here. So everything is in place. So finish the model and let's see how it simulates. And if you look at the model here, basic, basic. And you see, should see these curves, can you simulate? Where the security stays at the value 1 all the time, and the throughput increases from 100 to 200, something like this, over 10 years. It is actually exponential growth. Do you all have this model now? Okay. So I hope I put the right model in the next here. It's not quite exactly the simulation that I am showing now, but because I have here some other runs, but I will correct that later. Okay, so now as a next step, we want to extend the model. And what is new here? Basically, what is new is that we assume that the security level affects the growth factor. So, and that will be so that if security is bad, the impact is negative, and that the security investment will impact the security gain. I found it easier to make by adding two new variables. Perhaps I can simplify it later. Where I put here the effect of the investment. Table for the effect of security investment on security gain. And similarly, to have the impact of the security level here, I have also a table for effect of security level on reinvestment. And actually, it should rather be on growth rate, so I'm going to change that. So, in the Venzin model that we will create, I will make some changes as compared with the slides. The slides are preliminary. I will change them later because I just created them this morning very quickly. And I have to fix some things. So I will make the changes here. So I will call this variable here, table for effect of security level on growth rate. And because this is new, I'm going to give this a different color. So you can see that. Similarly, this I will put a different color. And then this. And these are new. Basically, there is a little difference in that I make this here in two steps, but I will explain it now. Yes, and then this is also. New. This makes the connections. So on the one hand, we see the influence of investing on security gain. On the other hand, we see the effect of security level on how the company grows. The idea is the security level is low. This will reduce the growth rate because there will be downtimes and problems and so on. Okay. But let me go back to the previous model because I would like to explain one more thing. Why is how have I achieved that the security here stays constant? Well, I did it by choosing the value of the security investment that was 0.5 per year so that it matches the obsolescence time. The obsolescence time, 2 years, corresponds to a decay of 1 divided by 2, which is 0.5. So what is going out is the same as what is going in. So in this very simple model, I assume that the investment on security is full investment to maintain the security perfect. So in this model here, there is no need to link the two parts the growth in the security, because security is perfect, one, and it stays one all the time. So we are seeing the full growth because the company is investing enough on security. That's the idea. Do you, are you comfortable with this, Gerion? Yes? In Kushbir, you are fine today? I heard that you had some problems 2 weeks ago, but that's over now. Very good. Okay, so now back to the model that we would like to extend. What I would like you to do is change your model so that it looks like this, the previous one. So you will have to add this table and connect it there. You will have to have this table and connect it there. And call this variable growth rate and put a reinvestment rate there. I will explain soon why it should be like this. So the first thing that you should do is simply save the old model with a new name and extend it so that it looks like this. And when you have the model that it looks like this, then you tell me and then we continue with the equations. And we will do that together. I will engage you in the reasoning so that we can have a nice model together. Did you finish? Yes. You too? You have this diagram here? Yes. Okay. So, first let me show you the crucial equations on which everything hinges. Now, the reinvestment rate is what the company decides to invest. So, the reinvestment rate should now be the 8%. So this one, perhaps I should put it also in red color, so to mark it as being a change in the previous model. So the reinvestment rate is the 8%. So what is the growth rate? I will blow this up. Using Word so that we can inspect the equation. So the equation for the growth, what did I call it? Growth rate is this one. And the idea is the following. This is what the company is putting, reinvesting in terms of new resources to continue growth, paying the payrolls of the people, paying for the equipment, for the energy use, and so on. Yes? I didn't understand your question. No, I set it at 15:15. So the recording is working now. Okay. Yes, until 11 o'clock. Yes, yes. So the reinvestment rate is where the company is putting paying for the payrolls, for the machines, for the energy use, for the services and so on. The table for the effect of the security level on growth rate depends on the value of the security level, as you can see here. So this table here is actually a function. And depending on the security level, it achieves some value. Now, what would you expect to be the behavior of this table? Let's draw that together. And since I have to stay here, that people can see that, I have to erase part of it. So there is some relation between security, the security level, and the impact on growth. So this is the security level. It can be zero, no security. It can be one, perfect security. Okay? And this table for effect of security level on growth rate we have to make it so that if security level is very bad, say zero, then Statoil will all the time, assuming that it is Statoil, will be having problems, it will be attacked, everything breaks down and so on. So it could be aiming a negative growth rate, but let's be kind and say that it is zero. So if security level is zero, which value should I put for a table effect?
Zero.
Do you, does everybody agree?
Yes.
Yes, because this multiplies the reinvestment rate. So zero security, we put zero so that the growth rate will be zero. And it could be negative, it could even go down, but let's assume that it's simply zero. They are making some money some days, losing money others, and so on. On the end, they simply stay at the same level. Okay. Now, assume that the security level is one, and the effect will also be between zero and one. The security level is perfect, so what do you expect for the growth rate? Do you expect the value of 1 or a little bit below 1? Yes. Yes. Do you agree that it will be a little bit under 1? Or should it be 1? Perfect security, will everything that we reinvest result then in growth? Other opinions? Well, okay, it can be defended. We could say it's a little bit under one, and the reason will be the following. We could put one, but this model is so simple that we are not explicitly considering that by investing in security, you are reducing what you are investing in growth. The model is very, very simple. So one way of adjusting for this is that for one, instead of getting one, we get zero, say 0.1. So this difference here is what it costs us to invest in security. Because you are not putting all the resources now in producing oil and gas. You have to have some payrolls for the people in security. You have to have the hardware, the software, the training, and so on. So we can put 0.9. And in between, what happens? Well, the more you invest, the better it should be. So what kind of growth pattern should it be? We expect it to have a growth pattern like this, or should it be something like continuous growth? What do you expect for the table? Do you expect somewhere that it increases and suddenly goes down, or do you expect it to all the time improve? More security level, better effect. But let's stay first and keep it simple, and not discussing whether it is exponential or some other. My question is, what kind of curve do you expect? Should be something that is growing, or should be something that it is doing so, or what kind of function will you expect? This one? Yes, but remember, this is the security level. And this is on the aggregate how beneficial it is. That's what the table is saying, how beneficial it is. So do you expect that here you invest more and then it becomes less beneficial? Or do you expect that all the time, the more you put on security? That one, yes. Okay, so this is the choice, not this one. Yeah. Now, yes. Now the question is the following. Suppose you invest a little bit in security. Do you expect a big jump, or a medium jump, or a low jump to begin with? Strong effect? You have invested nothing in security, right here. Now suppose you invest a little bit. Do you expect it to be a marked benefit, or? So probably it will go like this. Yes. Okay. So you continue investing. What do you